up to this afternoon, W2T.
Total failure at driving today.
I need to avoid all the traffic going up to Asheville and back yesterday morning for a job I had to do up there, so I can sympathize with you a little bit.
Harley's this right after lunch, and then run back over to Donaldson to actually install what I had to get at Harley's. Because, you know, oddly enough, there doesn't seem to be any other parts suppliers that are local anymore.
About the only ones left in the area. Everybody else has gone out of business or been bought out by somebody and been, the company's been moved and things like that, you know?
You know, have to restock all their type N connectors. I'll spit it out here in a minute.
It'll get there. And are you fixing something out at the airport?
Install a lightning surge protector, polyphaser surge protector, and it is type UHF into the antenna and type N on the surge protector, and it's like, gold!
That just torque your jaws when you get out there and find out that, and then you gotta go look for a part.
Type N to BNC, but, no, that doesn't work. Unfortunately, I had to do two adapters just to make the job. I had to go N to UHF. And all they had was a right angle adapter to make the job. And it's like, I can't win for trying. And then coming back on 85, they had a quote unquote minor accident and totally locked up traffic.
Coming back, when I was leaving Asheville, coming back between 11:30 and 12 yesterday, I'm glad I was going east and not west, because that westbound traffic up there about midway where all that construction is, about where Asheville Airport is off of 85, off of 26 up there, traffic going east was at a, going west was at a standstill, so I was glad I was headed back this way.
It's been a month or more since I've been up that way. Are they making progress?
That kind of progress. I'm not sure whether it's good progress or not, but, you know, at least they're tearing up the road more.
South Carolina is making a lot more progress than South Carolina is. You know, we've been telling them for years that, hey, you need to fix all the bridges through Spartanburg, because they're not even legal for the two lanes that are on the bridge. Just go ahead and widen it to 6. And they're like, oh, we would love to, but the railroads won't let us.
The railways about things, too, over here. Too many of those railroad overpasses and things like that. So, and yeah, it's been like that. I've been here 46 years now, and with different companies, different places I've worked, I've seen all kinds of screwy things about trying to raise bridges. In fact, one place they have a bridge that a school bus cannot go under the bridge. Yet there are people who live on either side of the bridge, so the school bus has got to go down the road, reach a point, turn around, go back up the road, go down, turn right, go down 3 blocks, turn right again, go 3 more blocks, where they can now cross over the road that where the bridge was that they couldn't go under, and then go back down in and come down to the other side of that same bridge so they can pick up kids. Go figure.
Yeah, that sounds sort of like that bridge that's at the end of New Cut, right over by the fairgrounds, where it's about 1 1/4 lanes wide, and I think the clearance on it is 9 feet. So, yeah. And because 85 businesses tore up, a lot of people have to detour that way.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's not there. It's further up. It's further over on the, up towards the center of the city, believe it or not, up that area, because I used to drive a bus for the hospital system. And I had to go down there, down that road one day to pick somebody up. And it wasn't until I got them loaded on the bus and was getting ready to head out to go to the hospital that I realized I couldn't go directly to the hospital. I had to go all the way back out and around and run about 12 blocks out of my way.
And, you know, we could talk roads and traffic forever in that day, and Nothing's ever going to get done. They do it on their own schedule, and they have the room. Student interns that go, oh, hey, well, why don't we just put a roundabout in? That'll solve everything. And that's not really practical. KJ4, CTD Mobile.
You got that right. I hate those things. And what's bad is down where my sister lived down in Florida, they're starting to put a bunch of them in down there, too, on roads that they've, you know, there's a road that goes up this area, and instead of just creating a, you know, a cross street that goes the two ways on either side of the main road, they put a roundabout in there, and then put the, now there's four entrances coming into that roundabout. Duh! I think they got some of the same smart people down there that we have up here.
Oh, hey, I got a phone call coming in. I'll be right back. KJ4, CJD.
W2T monitoring.